Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. How are you today, ma'am?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. My name is Antonio, and we are conducting an opinion survey. We'd like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Female.
Great. If you don't mind me asking, what is the year of your birth?
95.
Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered.
Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No, sir.
If you don't mind me asking, what is your race?
I am African American.
In general, do you feel positive or negative about each of the following? Your own future, do you feel positive or negative?
Positive.
What about the future of the planet?
Negative.
What about the future of the country?
Negative.
How much power do you feel young women have to make changes on issues that matter most to their community? Please rate the amount of power you feel that young women have to make changes on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means young women have no power at all. 10, young women have a lot of power to make change on issues that matter most to their community. How much power do you feel young women have to make changes?
I want to say we'll give it a 6.
Okay, great. Of the following issues, which 3 do you think are the most important to young women in the U.S. today? Abortion access, mental health, education, racism and discrimination, national security, gun violence, economy and cost of living, climate change, healthcare, crime, immigration, student loans.
Oh, they got a lot of them, but
yeah. I know there were a lot. That surprised me too. But I can repeat them for you if you need me to.
No, it's okay. We're just specifically speaking in today's time, correct?
Correct. Yes, ma'am.
I want to go with either education or abortion rights, and it's kind of leaning more towards abortion rights.
Okay. So abortion access, correct?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Okay.
Sorry.
Well, you can select like 3 if you like. The top 3.
Oh. Okay. The cost of living.
Uh-huh.
Abortion access.
Uh-huh.
And, you know what? I'll go with mental health instead.
Mental health. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just allow me a couple of moments. Just 1 second. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, thinking about this chapter of your life, which 3 of the following do you currently prioritize the most? Contributing to positive change in your community, having or caring for children, caring for senior family members, improving or maintaining mental health, advancing in your career, work-life balance, hobbies and free time activities, economic security and financial independence, improving or maintaining physical health, your education, relationships like romantic partnerships or friendships. or other?
Raising children.
Okay.
Work-life balance.
Okay.
And a relationship.
Okay. And I do truly thank you, ma'am, for helping me out complete this survey. Now, which of the following traits are most important to your identity? You may choose up to three. Your sexual orientation, your spiritual religious belief, your personality, being American, being a member of your racial ethnic group, your role in relationships like being a mother, caregiver, wife, friend, your profession, being young, being a woman, your hobbies or interests.
Being a mother, for sure.
Okay.
My spiritual belief.
Okay.
And we'll just go with those two. Oh, okay. being a member of my race.
Okay, great. Awesome. Now, when you think about the American political system, which emotions do you feel most often? You may choose up to two of the following: exhaustion, pride, disappointment, sadness, hope, happiness, anger, frustration, dread.
Disappointment.
Okay.
Did you say disappointment? Okay. Yes.
Yes, I did.
And frustrated.
Okay. Which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion? Statement A: our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Statement B: our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. Statement C: our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Which of those three statements comes closest to your opinion?
I'm going to go with C.
Okay. What factors are most to blame for the U.S. government and political system not working effectively? You may choose up to three of the following: division and gridlock between political parties, systematic racism, politicians are out of touch with the daily life of most people, corporate money has too much influence, not enough people getting involved to make our voices heard, power-hungry politicians seeking control, too many all-white men in power, the two-party system, none of the above.
Systematic racism, for sure.
Okay.
I think one of the options was money being an influence. Not money, but like the beginning.
Corporate money has too much influence. Politicians.
Yes.
Okay.
And then the last one is the politicians are out of touch with the everyday lives.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. How much do you trust the following to make change on the issues that matter to you? Do you trust them a lot, somewhat, a little, Onaro, ballot initiatives propose laws that the public votes on directly. Do you trust that a lot? Somewhat? A little? Or not all?
A little.
What about community organizations like nonprofits, grassroots coalitions?
Somewhat.
What about President Biden?
Very little.
Okay. What about your city government?
Oh, no, not at all.
Not at all. Okay.
Not at all.
What about the Supreme Court?
I'll say somewhat.
What about your state government?
No.
Not at all.
Look, even my baby say no.
What about Congress?
I'll say a little.
Okay. Now, you will now hear some brief descriptions of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. For each case, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change through civic participation, like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc. In 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe versus Wade. Would that be very motivating, somewhat motivating, somewhat unmotivating, not at all motivating to enact change through civic participation?
Not at all motivating.
What about the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow businesses to discriminate against the LGBTQ plus customers and deny them services?
Same as the answer before.
Okay. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to block the student loan forgiveness program, which aimed to deliver up to $20,000 in relief to millions of borrowers.
Yeah. It's not motivating at all.
What about the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to end affirmative action, which means colleges and universities can no longer take race into consideration in admissions?
That is motivating.
So that'll be very motivating? Okay.
Yes.
How likely are you to participate in the following? Voting in elections. Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, not all likely.
Somewhat likely.
What about signing a petition? Would that be very likely, somewhat, not very likely, not all likely?
Very likely.
Sharing your opinions with friends and family in person or on social media? Very likely.
Very likely.
Okay. Attending a protest?
Somewhat likely. I've been to a couple.
Boycotting a company?
Very likely.
Contacting or attending an event with your elected representatives?
Somewhat likely.
Volunteering for an advocacy organization?
Somewhat likely.
Okay. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, please think about the barriers that may have made it harder for you to vote in certain elections. The following are barriers people have reported that keep them from voting, which best describe why you may not have voted in previous elections. You may choose up to three. You did not know enough about the candidate. Voting does not change things that matter to you. You did not know how or when to vote or register. There was an intimidating presence at your polling place. You did not have time to vote. The candidates did not represent your values. Your mail-in ballot did not arrive in time. Inconvenience like long lines, distant polling, or ballot drop-off location. You didn't think your vote would be counted properly. None of the above because you always vote, or none of the above because you faced other obstacles.
I've only not voted once, and that was because I didn't really know much about the candidates.
Okay, so you can choose three, okay, of these issues. So we can say that you didn't know enough about the candidates, and also...
Yeah, and then the line was too long for one of them.
Okay.
And then I feel like, you know, my vote didn't really, you know, my vote doesn't really count.
Okay, so...
Doesn't really matter.
So you thought that your vote was not going to be counted properly, or... It your vote doesn't change things that matter to you.
It doesn't change what matters to me.
Okay. Now, for each of the following, please rate whether the information presented makes you want to engage more or less in the political system in the United States. Like by voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc. Okay? Let me read them to you, okay? There's only three of them. Now, we have seen hardworking people rise up in union to win better wages and benefits against some of the greediest corporations like Starbucks and Amazon. We have proven that when young working people come together, we can prevail against the wealthy few to get the fair conditions we deserve. We must keep exercising our collective power so that working people can thrive. Would that make you to engage more, a little more, a little less, or a lot less?
More.
Okay. A little or a lot?
A little.
Okay. The Biden administration is spearheaded a bipartisan infrastructure package which replaces dangerous lead pipes, invest in public transit and electric vehicles, and ensures internet access for all. These are critical investments in sustainability and equity for low-income communities and people of color whose neighborhoods have been disproportionately impacted by outdated infrastructure. We must continue to take action to make our communities stronger and safer. Would this statement make you engage a lot more, a little less, or a lot less?
A little more.
Okay, the last statement says the U.S. Supreme Court ruled to block the Biden administration student debt cancellation program. However, the administration has already enacted alternatives to provide relief to low and middle income borrowers, like the SAVE plan, which cuts borrowers' monthly payments in half or to $0 for minimum wage earners. It ensures balances don't grow from unpaid interest. Now, we need to continue to fight for the economic well-being of young people so we can all thrive. Would that make you engage a lot more, a little less, or a lot less?
A little more.
Okay. What are the media sources that you check most for new content? You may choose two: national TV, news stations, YouTube, Instagram, local TV news stations, international news outlets, podcast, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, news, or informational articles online, or other.
Informational articles online.
Okay.
And TikTok.
Okay. Well, it is entertaining.
Yeah.
Thinking about the content you consume online, which topics do you seek out the most? Sports, music, news, current events, government, politics, humor, memes, shows, movies, business, finance, science, technology, hobbies, tips or hacks, health, beauty, self-care, or other?
I can only choose one?
You can choose two.
Okay. Current events.
Okay.
And humor.
Humor and memes.
Yeah.
Great. That's good. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
A bachelor's degree.
Okay. Do you consider yourself, one, heterosexual or straight, two, lesbian or gay, three, bisexual, or four, something else?
Heterosexual.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Single.
Okay. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
Yes.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Do you learn, or do you lean, do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
The Democratic.
Okay. How would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, or stay-at-home parent, student, or other?
Full-time.
Full-time. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president? Or were you not able to vote?
2020, I think
it
I voted for Biden.
Biden, okay. Last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
Around some between 20 and 25,000.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't work much.
Okay. Okay, ma'am. I truly thank you. We are complete with this survey. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful evening. Thank you.
You too, sir. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.